In a remarkable turn of events, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee is going to get his way and have a final vote on the farm bill this week. In fact, it could happen by around middle of the day Thursday after they've worked through 103 amendments or thereabouts from the floor of the House of Representatives. Didn't start till yesterday afternoon. Worked through the first 15 or 16 amendments. Came up with 8 recorded votes yesterday afternoon late. And then the work began in the evening of going through them and setting aside for recorded votes on Thursday morning. Up to 17 recorded votes are going to be taken first thing Thursday morning. And then Frank Lucas came up with an en bloc set of amendments. 40 of them to be considered all at once. They were approved by voice vote late last night. And now we're down to those 17 recorded roll call votes, 5 amendments still to work through, and then the final vote on the bill itself. Big challenge came last night, and the roll call vote still to come today on an assault on crop insurance as we know it by Congressman Ron Kind of Wisconsin. Colin Peterson, top Democrat of the House Ag Committee, pushed back hard.
This amendment undermines everything that we've been trying to do in the Agriculture Committee. We had the biggest disaster last year, drought, that we've ever had. We had no significant call for an ad hoc disaster for the first time that I can remember since I've been here. And the reason is because crop insurance worked.
And building on that defense of crop insurance by Colin Peterson, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma lawmaker Frank Lucas offered this rebuttal to the proposals of Ron Kind, the Democrat of Wisconsin.
The ranking member makes very valid points. When you look at the way federal crop insurance works, it shifts the risk from the Treasury to the private companies, to the reinsurers, to the farmers and ranchers. If you look at how these premiums and payments have gone over the last decade, not just the really tough weather last year, you'll find that in reality, 70% of the policies over the last 10 years have not returned one single penny. 70%. And if you look at how the program has worked in the 7 years prior to the onset of the drought of 2011, basically the federal government actually made money on federal crop insurance. Now, I can't help the anomaly that the super drought was in the Midwest, but I can tell you that's a pretty good track record. The ranking member's entirely right. It works. Let's not mess up something that works.
The chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma lawmaker Frank Lucas, a total of 17 roll call recorded votes expected to be had 8:30 Oklahoma time this morning, probably start about 8:30 or so. It'll take them a while to roll through that many, obviously, although once they start with those two-minute recorded votes, they really went fairly fast yesterday afternoon. They'll be going through all of those. Then they have 5 more amendments to consider. 2 of them have 20 minutes of debate allocated to them on the by the Rules Committee. 3 of them, 10 minutes of debate, and then whatever final comments will be made, and then a final vote on the bill itself. So we've got a few more votes still to go today. The hope is by 2 o'clock or so this afternoon, Oklahoma time, we'll have the fate of the farm bill known, whether or not it has passed successfully the House floor or not. The hope is there are 218 votes out there. Congressman Frank Lucas working hard to keep his coalition together, seemingly did a pretty good job through the day yesterday and into last night. We'll have coverage on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and we're tweeting. Ron on Ron is our handle on Twitter, and we'll be doing frequent updates during the day today once again as the roll call votes are held and as the final amendments are debated and a final vote is held on the floor of the House. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.